Hello again, welcome to the program. We're here beginning a new series in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and chapter 39. The key verse is 38:23. Thus, this is what God is saying, thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. It would seem that the time is here. The bear is out of hibernation, and the world is going to know who God is. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. To magnify is to increase the importance or effect of someone or something. Importance is the state or fact of being of great significance and value. Right now, God is of no significance to most people in the world. Well, he's going to get your attention. An effect is doing something to achieve an aim. What is the aim? I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. The context of Ezekiel's prophecy. We're going to be looking at who is involved in the battle, what are the details of the invasion, when this battle takes place, where the battle takes place, and why the battle takes place. The Babylonian Chronicles, which were published by Donald Wiseman in 1956, established that Nebuchadnezzar captured Jerusalem the first time on March the 16th, 597 years before Christ. So what happened was Ezekiel was a high priest in Jerusalem at that time. The city of Jerusalem was spared in this first attack. The first wave of Israelite prisoners, though, were taken to Babylon. Ezekiel was one of those taken into exile. Ezekiel received a number of visions concerning what God will do. The phrase, I will, occurs 253 times in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel announced God's judgment, first of all, on the nation of Israel. They said, we will not have this man to reign over us. They crucified him. Israel's got to pay for that. He is also announcing God's judgments on the nations of the world for how they had treated the Lord for the last 2,000 years. Most people, the name of Jesus is nothing more than a swear word. That is about to change. He also announces judgment on Jerusalem. Now, there's some positive stuff, too. God said to Ezekiel when he took him out there on the mountain, can these bones live? He said in verse 3 of chapter 37, he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Well, they're pretty well alive today compared to 1948 when that nation became a nation again. Take a look on the internet. Look at Jerusalem as it was in 1948. And look at it today. Now, God said, I am against thee. Verse 3, 1 to 3. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief priest of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. So Gog is a person. Gog is the leader of Magog at the time of this invasion. Magog is Russia. There's no doubt about that, as we'll see in a minute. Dr. John Woolward said, if one takes any map of the world and draws a line north of the land of Israel, he will inevitably come to the nation of Russia. As soon as the line is drawn to the far north beyond Asia Minor and the Black Sea, it is in Russia and continues to be in Russia for many hundreds of miles all the way to the Arctic Circle. Russia today spreads east and west some 6,000 miles, and one cannot escape Russia if it goes north of the Holy Land. By the way, when the Bible's talking about north, south, east, or west, it's always talking about it from Jerusalem. So if you take a line and go straight north of Jerusalem, you run right into Moscow. Well, there's an alliance against Israel in Ezekiel 38-39. It refers to a coming alliance of Russia, Turkey, Iran, Libya, Sudan, Somalia, and possibly Germany. Russia and Turkey will descend upon Israel from the north. Iran will come from the east. Libya will come from the southwest. And Sudan and Somalia will come from the south. Israel will be entirely encircled by some of the greatest threats and military powers that the world knows today. And so, it's going to happen. It's coming, and it looks like it's coming soon. The question is, who's in control? Now, if it's going to happen in the next little while, that would be Mr. Putin. Mr. Putin thinks he's in control. You know what? You ought to go home and turn on the barbecue and have a hamburger, because it's not going to turn out very well for you. Ezekiel 38:17 says, "Thus saith the Lord God, I have spoken, I would bring thee against them." God is in control. Ezekiel 38:18, "And it shall come to pass, saith the Lord," Ezekiel 38:19, "in the fire of my wrath have I spoken." Oh yeah, we've been using the Son of God's name for a swear word for the last couple of thousand years. That's going to end pretty soon. Ezekiel 38:21, "I will call for a sword against him." God is in control. Isaiah 46:9-10, "I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Numbers 23:19, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" And so, as we begin this series, keep in mind, here's the purpose. "Thus will I magnify myself, and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." We're coming to an end. The Bible talks about wrath a lot of times in the Old Testament, but it's always mixed with mercy. When we get in the book of Revelation and read about what's coming, what's it say? Wrath without mixture. Be sure to be with us as we continue in this series.